is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Meadowview in 2018 became another place in the United States where a police shooting of an unarmed black man ignited controversy, outcry, and protest. The death of Stephon Clark in March of that year highlighted some historic problems: poverty, racism, policing issues, a lack of investment by the city, a lack of trust between people. So it might have been easy to miss everything else that Meadowview is and has been: a beloved home to generations of families, a springboard for bright personalities and successful careers, and a place of beauty and rich culture. And those are the stories that CAP Radio's documentary unit, The View From Here, went looking for. And their podcast, Making Meadowview, premieres today. Reporter and host Pauline Bartolone spent a year exploring the work and the people of Meadowview. She's joining me in the studio. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, thanks for having us.
This is a big beginning day today for the project.
Yeah.
Coach Robert Roots Sr. is here. He was born and raised in Meadowview, and he's the basketball coach at John Still K-8 School. Hi, Coach.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You probably have a lot of students and former students listening to
you. Oh, yes, we do.
And Sac State Geography professor Dr. Robin Daddle researches the history of neighborhoods. She can take us back to the shape of this area when Meadowview began. Hi, Professor. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So with that story, can you take us back in time and tell me the atmosphere when Meadowview began to be a neighborhood?
So initially, Meadowview was, of course, part of a Native American geography, and then after that, really a rural area, mostly Anglo settlers, but pretty early on some people of color. And then it gets built up as a suburban neighborhood after the Second World War. So it's part of a big wave, a big growth that happened to Sacramento, tremendous growth. Really in the starting in the late 50s and then through the 60s and 70s. And it's part of a much larger wave of that on multiple different sides of Sacramento.
And Coach Roots, that time, the 60s into the 70s, is when you were young and growing up. How do you remember Meadowview as a child?
When we were younger, it was a rural area. I mean, it was, you know, they had open air markets and stuff. You know, they didn't have a lot of, you know, violence or nothing like that. It was pretty quiet.
When did it change significantly? When did you notice that?
Probably in the 80s. In the 80s, it was pretty tough. It got pretty bad out there.
You had gone away and came back.
Yes. I went away in the military, and it was all bad out there. And I came back, and it was like, it was 100%, you know, it just changed. Everything changed. You know, stores out, you know, people out, stuff you wouldn't see. You never thought you would see out there. You know, it was totally different.
What did you think had happened?
I wasn't sure. I thought they were going to change the area like they do all the other ones. You know, it's usually a bad area, and they, you know, put everybody to another area and make it good. And that's what they do in most of the other neighborhoods, and this one didn't. You know, the same people were there, and they started changing everything with the same people. So that worked out pretty good, you know.
Professor Daddle, you do some work on neighborhoods that get a rough reputation. And then they change, or they try to change, but it's really tough to emerge from a rough reputation. How would you apply that to Meadowview?
Well, I think, as Coach was saying, there were pretty tough times in Meadowview in the 1980s and early 1990s. And it did get a reputation outside the neighborhood as being violent. It was certainly associated with drugs and with gangs and with drive-by shootings. And again, even though that's a minority of people in the neighborhood who engage in that activity, that label comes to be applied to the neighborhood as a whole. I mean, there's a long history of racializing crime, so African Americans in particular bear that particular burden, and it has staying power. So even as things got better, and maybe we could kind of date that to when the community center got built in 1995, and gradually have improved since then, that old image that people have does persist and does affect their willingness to go there, to invest there. to patronize businesses there. And so what you're doing with this series is fighting back against that, which personally I think is really wonderful.
Pauline, I want to get to you in a second, but Coach Roots, with what the professor just said, that community center, that's the area you came back to, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes. We lived right across the street from the community center. It wasn't there when I left.
And you had some expectations about what would be around something like a community center.
Yeah, I mean, we thought it would be different, but when they built that community center, it changed. It gave kids places to go, something to do. You know, before they didn't have anywhere to go, you know, nothing to do.
So, Pauline, we're going to introduce the podcast, but to do that, you also wrote a feature for Sacramento News and Review, which is out today. And the term ghetto view is mentioned in the article, which ties in exactly with what Professor Daddle is describing. Did Meadowview residents talk about enduring this label and the perspective that they haven't been able to shake?
Yeah, they did. And just to clarify about that term ghetto view, we did kind of camp out outside the Golden One Center before King's game. And we just asked people what their perception was of Meadowview, what they knew about it. Most people didn't know that much. But a couple of people said, oh, you mean ghetto view, or that's where there's high crime. And this was in the aftermath of the Stephon Clark shooting. Mm. But yeah, in terms of when we talked to people in Meadowview, people were frustrated about this perception that it's ghetto or high crime rates. And what we found in the reporting is that it actually has relatively low crime rates. If you look at it by city council district, Meadowview's area, which includes a parkway and Valley High, has the second lowest crime rate, overall crime rate, in Sacramento. And that might be surprising to people.
Well, District 8 City Councilman Larry Carr is quick to point that out over and over. And I think he's had to point it out over and over for some people to believe it.
Yeah, it's definitely a sore point for him. But the people we talked to said, you know, when I moved to Meadowview, it was like a step up. You know, in the 80s, before the crack cocaine epidemic, they were just saying, you know, this was, people were lucky if they got a house in Meadowview. And they think of it now as a safe, affordable place to live. You can buy a home at affordable rates, and they're happy.
So we've talked around the podcast. Before we get into it more, let's listen. And you're going to hear a few minutes from the beginning of episode one, which is online at capradio.org, or it's wherever you get your podcasts. But here is the start of the new Cap Radio project, Making Meadowview.
If you've spent any time in Meadowview, a semi-suburban neighborhood 8 miles south of downtown Sacramento, you'll know it's like taking a trip around the world.
Viva, viva!
Elderly Spanish speakers meet every Friday at a community center to dance and socialize. Families of Hmong refugees attend public school in their ancestors' native language.
Good morning, parents, guardians.
Hundreds of Pacific Islanders go to church services on Sunday.
Brothers and sisters, malolele.
But if you've heard anything about this neighborhood lately, it's most likely about this. The uproar after Stephon Clark was killed by police in 2018. But that event doesn't really say much at all about what this neighborhood is about. So we decided to listen more closely to people in Meadowview and bring you stories about leaders of the many ethnic communities here who are making life the best it can be. They're working for the next generation. This neighborhood is full of young people.
I'm always excited when I can help honor young people because I want them to know we need them to be okay, you know?
Capital Public Radio spent a year in Meadowview, and we found, in many ways, it's like all our neighborhoods. Just take it from LeVar Burton, star of Reading Rainbow and Star Trek. You remember the 70s miniseries Roots? He lived here as a teenager.
Meadowview is a microcosm for the United States of America. Our story is your story. People here strive, they love, they live, they laugh, they cry. Meadowview is a real place with real people, with real dreams and aspirations.
So in this podcast, you'll hear about people struggling to realize their dreams, like we all are. But the difference is, in Meadowview, the challenges are a little steeper. Like, there are gangs in my neighborhood. My employer's racist. Or, I don't have a bed to sleep on. We'll bring you 6 stories of how people are tackling problems in Meadowview that seem insurmountable. But we'll also hear about a lot of successes and what's working for people here. I'm Pauline Bartolone. I'm your guide in this series, Making Meadowview, from Capital Public Radio's The View From Here.
Making Meadowview has launched today. You can find it online. I'm talking with host and producer Pauline Bartolone. And of course, there's been the View From Here team working on this project. Will you say something more about other people that are profiled in the episodes?
Yeah, so there are going to be 7 episodes, and basically it's a series of stories about protagonists in this neighborhood, people struggling to improve the situation for the next generation. We hear from a football coach who's trying to help people realize their dreams of becoming professional athletes. We hear from a group of Polynesians who are kind of steering young people away from crime by learning traditional dance. We profile a woman who's quite obsessed with 311. So whenever there's a neighborhood eyesore, she's the one who calls the city. And we profile Mai Vang, who's actually the school board member representing Meadowview. And she's really been a champion for public schools in the area. So these are in-depth stories. We follow people over time. It's not just a long news story. It's a pretty intimate storytelling.
Dr. Daddle, different sources of information about a community can do much to add or take away from the impression of it. And beyond this kind of a project, all of what was said and done during the time of Stephon Clark even varied. And I bring that up to talk about the Sacramento Observer. The publisher, Larry Lee, was here yesterday. It is an African-American newspaper. Can you address some of the differences in how a situation might be reported in that type of media versus a longer distance mainstream media?
Sure. The Sacramento Observer has been absolutely critical in presenting a more positive view of African-American neighborhoods, Oak Park, Del Paso Heights, Meadowview, than the mainstream media projects. And they know those places and the people in them more intimately. And it's really important to balance the view of the predominantly white mainstream media with those insights. And there are all kinds of other sources of information, and I would encourage people as a geographer to go to Meadowview and check it out. Patronize the businesses, talk to people, go to church there. Read church bulletins, look at church websites, look at the school's websites. There are so many additional sources of information now that we can get, and it really will help transform your view of a neighborhood that has this lingering negative image.
That is Sac State Geography Professor Dr. Robin Daddle. She teaches courses on urban geography, economic geography, the Sacramento region, and Europe. And her research focuses on the social, cultural, and economic patterns and landscapes of the greater Sacramento area. Meadowview is part of the city of Sacramento. I have with me Coach Robert Roots, Sr. He is a basketball coach at John Still Elementary, born and raised in Meadowview. And tell me about young people. The young kids that you're surrounded by now, what's their vision of life around them, and what? How do they look at the future?
There's so many different cultures out there now. Before, there was not that many. Now, there's various. I mean, there's a lot of them. And the majority of them want to, you know, they want to get on with their life and be positive with stuff. But there's still some out there that's probably from that, you know, day and age where their parents were out there when it was bad, and they still got the little attitude and get tough. But, you know, they're coming around. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on for them now that they could get used to having something to look forward to.
What do you think the impact has been and will be on them because of the Stephon Clark era and the youngness of their lives?
Well, some of them still look at it as harassment, or the police, you know, out to get them. And it's like, you know, we tell them it's not all that. You know, you have to get out there and do something with your life. You have to get out there and interact with them. You know, don't just see them as the police coming out doing this and doing that. Go out and talk to them. Say hi to them. You know, the police have to do the same thing. They have to get out and interact with the community instead of just driving by in your car and looking, because the kids still get the same attitude, you know, when they see that. So they need to interact more with them.
Pauline, it's important to say that this isn't typical reporting, that you really are much more intimate and in-depth in the stories of the people you're going to profile.
That's right. And I'm personally really proud that we're doing a podcast about Sacramento. A lot of people who like to listen to podcasts, who are CAP Radio listeners, they're probably always listening to a story but somewhere else. Or it's, you know, a global issue, or it's a lot of experts talking. But this is really a series of stories about people in our community. You know, every community has a football coach. Every community has someone who calls 311 to report grass that's too high.
I'm sometimes that person.
Yeah. And these are just the local stories of people in our neighborhood who are solving problems. You know, some people ask, why should I care about Meadowview if I don't live in Meadowview? And the answer is that people in Meadowview are like everywhere else, you know, people struggling to realize their dreams and tackling big problems. And there's a lot of wisdom in Meadowview, and that's what we could all benefit from by listening to the podcast.
Pauline, thank you. Your team, Jen Picard, Andrew Nixon, Paul Conley, Jessica Maria Ross, a number of other people.
So many people worked on this project.
So again, it launches today. You can find Making Meadowview at capradio.org. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
And maybe one final word from both Dr. Daddle and Coach Roots about what you want for Meadowview. One final word as you look at its future. Coach Roots?
Growth.
A good one.
That is a good one. And Dr. Daddle?
Everybody wants to feel safe in their neighborhood, and to have especially young people feel safe and like it's a place they want to be and they feel loved and supported.
That is Sac State Professor Dr. Robin Daddle. Thank you so much for joining us. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Helen Barrington, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagan and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian, and our executive producer is Joe Barr. We've covered a lot of issues, a lot of information, and you can find even much more at capradio.org/insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.